Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the NerdWatch podcast. I, of course, am G Money. Welcome, one and all. It is a Tuesday evening. We are here. The comic shop is filled with people, and when there's people in here, it's hot. But that's okay.
And G gets irritable when he's hot.
And I'm wearing all black, so that doesn't help either. I'm glad that a couple of new guests happened to come today as well. They're here to enjoy the podcast.
That sounded half and half. Like, yeah, he's mildly irritated they're here, but not at the same time.
I actually heard nougats.
That's
what we got from McDonald's.
And, they're delicious.
It's only mildly irritating, but it's fine. No.
They're here.
Welcome, studio audience.
Wait, they're being ridiculed. Are we recording? I forgot.
Live.
Anyway, welcome, everybody, to the NerdWatch podcast. Once again, like I said, I'm G Money. Welcome, Kaku, welcome Facebook, welcome YouTube. Of course, you guys can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/TheNerdWatch. You guys can follow us on Twitter at NerdWatch Nation. You guys can follow us on Instagram at @The_NerdWatch. And by all means, follow us on YouTube at NerdWatch Nation as well. And if you guys feel so compelled, you guys can check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/TheNerdWatch and give to a needy podcast that talks about pop culture and all kinds of cool stuff like that.
Needy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Should I have not said needy?
Do like Dutch and make needy. Your most pathetic face.
Well, instead of needy with a Y at the end, it's ING and needy. We're needing.
Yeah.
We're needing things. That's how that works.
That'll work.
You know, you have to spell that with a K at the beginning.
You guys are torques.
That's one of the rewards.
It was spelled with an A, too. Oh,
yeah. Well, here it is, gentlemen. Let me introduce my compatriots this evening. We are joined by Todd Bernardi, a comic book extraordinaire. He is an artist, and he is also a comic book writer. Also joining us this evening.
And a tracer.
And yes, you are a tracer. Are you an inker as well?
No.
Well, that's what an inker is.
Okay.
Just ask Joe Rubenstein.
Yeah.
I just saw a super angry post by Joe Rubenstein on Facebook.
Yeah, I saw that too.
I'm like a 15-year-old kid is like, you must not be good at inking. I've never heard of you.
That's awesome. Also joining us this evening is the punk rock superstar, the horror aficionado who lives at what he called the
Maui's forehead.
It is Gannon. He's in the house as well tonight. Also joining us is the guy who has decided not to run a comic book store but play Legend of Zelda for the last 3 weeks.
Congratulations, the chairman of your Legend of Zelda.
I'll come back after I defeat Ganon.
There you go. Alika's in the house as well.
Not you.
joining us tonight as well.
I don't want to get pounded out.
Joining us tonight as well is Big C. He's in the house making a return. Format's not feeling too well, so big shout out to Format.
In case you wonder why Format's a lot lighter in complexion tonight.
Yeah. It's true.
And I talk a little bit faster.
Very, very true. Gents, how's everybody week been so far? Been okay? Anybody get to watch any flicks?
Iron Fist, obviously.
We're going to talk about Iron Fist coming up soon. Of course, playing games. You've been playing Legend of Zelda.
I can't remember. Not a movie, though.
I just watched the Dave Chappelle special.
I didn't get to watch that.
That was actually really good.
Both of them are up now?
Yeah, they
put two of them up. There's a third one coming.
Nice. Arriving. Nice. Oh, good.
Oh,
good.
Well, you think I'd forget?
You would think I'd remember.
Before we get into all the festivities this evening, let's turn to the man who is running the comic book store that we currently record. Maui Comics and Collectibles, 333 Derry Road in Kahului. Maui Comics and Collectibles. Every Tuesday is 20% off Tuesday. And then, of course, every Wednesday is
followed
New Comic
by
Book
full
Wednesday.
Price Wednesday.
Full
My
price.
Favorite day.
New Comic Book Wednesday is your chance to get your filthy, stinking paws on wonderfully beautiful
making
comics.
Making fans, man. Making fans. Just making them sound like they don't wash their hands.
Filthy and stinky.
Way to go.
Yeah,
that's how
I'm
people that watch this want to think of themselves.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
I'm a dirty boy.
To get your hands on
some
beautiful comics.
I want to go with
grubby
paws. That sounds cute, at least.
Oh, so filthy is what you don't like.
No. Well, I mean, filthy.
Stinking.
Okay.
Grubby doesn't necessarily mean dirty, necessarily.
No, that's true. It's a good point. Yeah. You do make a...
No, grubby sounds more sexual.
It does.
Does a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It actually makes me hungry.
I want to get my grubby paws all over my
grubby
woman.
Sounds like what you would do with a bear, you know?
What, eat grub?
What, like get mauled?
Yeah, exactly.
Are you talking about a tall gentleman with a...
That bear got a little grubby with me. You know? I don't know. Just saying.
You go to the right clubs.
I do.
The far right.
Yeah. Anyway, 333 Dairy Road in Kahului is where you go for your Maui comics here and for your comic book fix every single Wednesday and every day. Except Sunday, I think.
No, Sunday's open.
Oh, you're Sunday. Open Sunday?
He's not here, but they're open.
That's what I meant.
He doesn't
are
recognize
those
the Sabbath.
That's Travis Days.
That's what I meant.
Travis lets all his nerds take over the store and play
total Travis
games.
Hey, they're not stupid role playing.
They're not stupid. Their games are stupid.
Wow.
What do you have against role playing games?
Just everything that they stand for.
So. Huh? Okay, wait a minute. Okay. Let's get back on point. Let's get to the comics. 333 Dairy Road, Kahului, Maui.
I'm sorry,
comics
I was insulting role-playing games.
Can we do that after?
No, I want to do it right now.
Oh, no, let's get to the comics
first. I'll forget
later. Okay. Maui I'll Comics and Collectibles. You. Let's see what's brand new this week in brand new comics.
All right. So we've got Action Comics 976, Amazing Spider-Man, Renew Your Vows, number 5. Is that ongoing, Swan? It's gonna okay.
I think you really got to.
We need a Spider-Man romance comic. For
I'm gonna
sure.
cry foul well, on the way you're doing your comic books. You have to.
I'm mixing them all up. You gotta be like.
You gotta sell them.
The
like,
Amazing Spider-Man.
Hey, hey,
I don't have a radio voice.
Oh,
that's
man,
all you man.
Gotta
I should just
sell
you this list.
I know.
Do you want me to read it for you?
Pronounce all the names because you don't really read comics.
Here's how you do it. Here's how you.
Here we go.
Here you go.
We got Batgirl number 9.
Ooh. Nice.
That was back on the burn side. It's better than yours.
Okay.
Fine.
Technically, it was.
It was.
He has a good point.
And then after
I'm
that,
circle him then.
And I know for a fact that
Can
the
I
only
the
reason
one?
This is circled because this is Batman TMNT Adventures.
Oh, that's nice. Right.
Number five.
Number five. Is it just a
5 of 6? By
six
the way,
6-issue run. Okay, that's what I.
And there's a what is this 10-copy incentive thing all about? What is that?
That's mine. You guys don't get that.
Oh, I shouldn't have even read that on the air because nobody's gonna ever see it.
I apologize. I have a habit of sniping the.
I got you.
You shouldn't even be admitting that while we're committing.
okay, stop. I said too much.
Yes. Yeah. Since he's still circling, what else we got here? See, he didn't circle this, but I feel like you guys should be buying this Batman 66 meets Wonder Woman 77.
Ooh, yeah. That's cool.
So Adam West meets Linda Carter.
Nice.
And then
they've never met before.
Well, obviously not. Black Panther number 12.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's that dude from Wakanda. Looks like Batman.
Yeah.
Is that what those ears are?
Yeah.
No. Was it that was last week's one? Black Panther, wonderful condom.
Is it?
That
no. You say wonderful condom?
So I thought it was last week.
No.
Oh. Oh, okay.
But I'd buy that book.
Well, I know you would. I know you would.
It's called Magnum.
I have zero reason. I have zero understanding why Alika would circle this because nobody's buying this. Blue Beetle number 7.
Wow.
I'm circling all the rebirth because
all,
please buy it.
First of all. wouldn't Blue Beetle be a he's a C grade character?
I would even that's overstating it.
Wow.
Back in the day, but actually the kids he's like one of the main ones they identify with now because he's like DC's Iron Man a little bit.
Okay, Blue Beetle's a Mexican kid, this is why.
Yeah. Whoa, you can't say that on air.
He is Mexican.
Oh, he's
well,
not,
can't,
like,
you
from
can't
Mexico.
It's not racist
whoa, whoa,
to point
whoa, whoa,
out the fact
whoa.
He is Mexican.
You
is
can't
he,
say kid?
Is
on
he
air?
From is he from Mexico?
Yeah.
Not within 50 feet of Ganon.
Well, he's on the other side of Trump's wall, but I mean, he is Mexican. It's okay to say that.
Well, you got him giggling,
all
man.
All of a sudden, all I hear is chance of build that wall. So yeah, I keep hearing in my brain.
At Cancun Spring
Break. And ironically chosen after Blue Beetle number 7, we have Curse Words number 3.
What's that one?
Who knows? But he
no, that's a, it's about gods that are roaming the earth that come back, right? A mage that lives in New York.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Thank you, disembodied voice.
Hey, what's a mage?
I'll teach you when you're older.
Yeah.
Curse words.
Okay. And I've seen this movie, Deathstroke number 15.
Oh, yeah.
That's got the Harley
Quinn.
That's
John Holmes, right?
John Holmes was in Deathstroke. it didn't end well.
It's only once.
It's there's a lot of choking involved.
Wow. I've already lost control.
No, man. We're not off the rails here. We're just going a little too fast.
I'm just checking.
Descender number 20.
Ooh.
Oh, that,
okay, cool.
Hey, pull that for me.
You're the only one who
disembodied voice. That's for you.
You mean the comic?
Yes.
No.
No, he didn't.
He wants you to pull the disembodied
voice.
The
Descender.
Okay, good. That's what I thought.
Detective Comics number 953.
Ooh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And they should restart that one at $9.99.
Listen, no, because
put it at one.
They're so
nobody
close
gets their
to
number
1,000
one collector
point.
Edition.
It's crazy.
Book.
I know. Nobody can have all 1,000 Detective Comics.
Now, I have no idea why this is happening, but it's already up to number 4. Doctor Strange, Punisher, Magic Bullets.
It's because anything with...
Everything about that sounds stupid.
Wasn't... I thought we were doing a Venomized thing, weren't we?
This one is about the Kennedy assassination.
Yeah.
They're just in a courtroom, and it's Kevin Costner going back and to the left. Back and to the left.
I don't care what anybody says. That's a great movie.
It's a magic bullet.
I love that movie.
We got Doom Patrol number 5.
Ooh, okay.
Okay, everybody.
That's Gerard Way's book, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Is he still doing it? Or did he just start that book?
I'm the wrong guy.
He doesn't know. He doesn't read.
He doesn't know anything because he's got a Nintendo Switch.
Swan, Gerard Way, still doing that book?
Doomsday?
He don't know either. All right.
I'm glad everybody loves My Chemical Romance.
Next up, and everybody settle down.
All right.
Everybody calm down. Right, compose yourselves.
Stop there it. You go.
Extraordinary X-Men number 20.
Extraordinary X-Men number 20.
Yes.
All right.
Oh, man.
Future Quest number 11.
That's the Hanna-Barbera book.
How do you know? You don't even know how to read.
I hate Hanna-Barbera.
Yeah, but he watched those cartoons.
Hey, what are you talking about?
Gamora number 4.
Okay,
is coming out.
Cool.
Oh yeah, she's.
This is gonna be a hot seller. This is gonna be a hot seller for League of Ghostbusters 101 number 1.
I hope there's a lot of like you know jokes about farts that come from the front.
I know. They call a queef.
You can't say that on television.
Whoa. Come on.
Yeah, can I say that?
Okay. No.
That's so vulgar.
Sorry.
Why did you assume it was a woman anyway?
Wait a minute.
Can do that too. It sounds like a whistle.
Can somebody explain to me? Can somebody explain to me what 101 is?
Actually, it sounds more up.
I think that'll kill you.
It's like a...
All right, listen.
Like an ocarina.
Yeah.
In all seriousness, what is...
Baby, you're about to meet the ocarina.
Somebody needs to explain what the...
If you hit the right 3 notes
is.
In a row, you time travel.
It's, I guess it's the new ones that meet the old ones.
Oh, is this what this
and
is?
And then they create babies, and then they...
Ghost-busting babies?
Ghost-busting babies.
The ocarina right there.
And then, nice. And then the babies
sure
grow...
this isn't on Marvel?
The babies grow up. And become Ghostbusters themselves.
Okay, good.
But the twist is
and then
is
they
that
kill their parents and bust them.
Their parents are dead,
yeah.
And they gotta bust them.
Yeah, yeah. That's good.
They don't kill them.
All right. Anyway, Hellblazer number 8.
Okay.
Hulk. Shut up. Hulk number 4.
Good. The totally awesome Hulk?
No, it's just regular Hulk.
Regular Hulk. Okay.
Yeah,
that's the She-Hulk book.
She-Hulk book.
Mm.
But they just call it Hulk because
Hulk.
They're not sexist. Mm,
yeah. They can't call it She-Hulk anymore.
I was going to say, we can't put her as a gender.
They should just call
cool.
that book Shulk.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's not...
Yeah. And then Invincible Iron Man number 5.
Okay.
That's the girl Iron Man. Number.
Right. Riri?
Whoa.
How dare you say that?
That's her name.
Oh, okay.
How dare you speak of her that way?
That's her name.
No, it's not.
Riri?
And, yes. Okay,
yeah,
and Greg, this book has got your name written all over it. All
right.
Invisible Hands number 1.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I think it didn't even circle that one, but I read
right,
it.
Right.
That one
eyes were drawn.
That one is about Trump's tiny hands.
No. Trump may have small hands. But I've got invisible.
They're not
hands.
Yeah.
All
right. Next up we have Iron Fist number 1. I have a sneaking suspicion this is being relaunched since that terrible show just started.
Wow.
Hey, it's not that bad.
Wow.
Well, based on what I've read, I haven't read it. All I haven't watched it myself. Okay,
you're not oriental enough
I'm
to say
Orient,
that.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, you need to be Asian to have an opinion about that show.
Wait, I'm Asian. Can I have an opinion?
You can have an opinion on that
I
show.
Did. Wait, but did you watch it?
Yeah.
Nah, I've watched a little bit of it.
You just wanted to have an opinion.
Sound that rabbit hole.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right. Judge Dredd, Hungry Like the Wolf. Oh, wait, I read that wrong. Cry of the Werewolf.
Speaking of this, while we're on the subject, just because a little veering off.
Okay.
That we just lost a comic legend in Bernie Wright's.
Oh,
the reason
yeah.
that made me think of that is because Night of the Werewolf
That's right.
was his last project on Kickstarter.
Yeah, it was...
And I think it just completed month before he passed away.
I can't make a joke about that.
Yeah, yeah don't joke about that.
That guy's designed stuff for films, too.
Mm-hmm. And I want to say
Ghostbusters.
I want to say shame on you, Todd, too, for not bringing up your godfather-in-law who recently passed.
Yeah.
Jay Lynch, creator of the Garbage Trail Kids, among many...
Wait, seriously?
Independent
you related to that dude?
Comic book.
He's Nadia's godfather.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he was there when she was born.
And he passed away about 2 or 3 weeks
ago.
Yeah,
he had lung cancer. It was we almost went and saw him while we were on the mainland, and we couldn't make it all the way out there. So it was pretty sad.
So what you're saying is that you and your wife, it was destined to happen. That was the thing.
Her godfather was a famous underground comic book artist.
There you go. So, look at that.
You know what the saying is. You always marry your godfather.
Right? What?
Yeah.
By the way, that's the name of the podcast.
Can you make the picture of Marlon Brando in a bride's gown?
Oh, my Lord. I got to remember that. I'm marking that. That's 15 minutes in.
Good. All right, let's get back on track.
Come on. Let's get
I have absolutely no idea why you circled this. Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur I can't believe
somebody buy them.
How did this book not get canceled? Number 17 of Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur. This sounds like the book that should have been canceled a while back. I'm sure it's great, though.
It's almost like Disco Thunder Groove Bone.
Yeah, but that book sucks, too. But that book still exists because of persistence, not because of sales.
That's absolutely true.
Right. Because it's not insistence.
Yeah.
No.
Mother Panic number 5.
Okay.
What's that about?
I have no
idea.
It's
on DC's Young Animal imprint, which is like
Mother.
Let's get through this.
I don't know why he didn't circle this.
Shut up.
All right.
I don't know why he didn't circle this, because this sounds like the kind of thing he'd be selling like gangbusters. My Little Pony Friendship is Magic, number 52.
We're trying to stay under the bronies' radars.
Hey,
just bronies, kidding, bronies.
Bronies have
feelings. Let me ask you about this one, Todd. Rebels, These Free and Independent States, number 1. Do you know about this one?
No.
Because that actually sounds interesting, because it's poorly worded.
It's a Dark Horse comic.
Obviously.
It's a spinoff of Rebels.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah.
Okay. Next up, Reborn, number 5.
Cool.
That's the Capullo
book. Mm-hmm. Been reading that. That's good.
Cool.
Spider-Gwen, number 18.
Mm.
Star Wars Darth Maul number 2.
Wait, that's a Spider-Gwen Campbell venomized variant.
Yeah, he's going to have like 6 of them, and he's just going to sell them to his friends.
I can't wait Oh man.
Next up, we got Suicide Squad number 14.
Okay.
Okay.
Then Teen Titans number 6.
Mm-hmm.
TMNT ongoing number 68. Mm-hmm. Now explain to us what the difference is between Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and TMNT ongoing.
Ongoing, that's the new IDW run that started at number 1 in like 2008 or 7. Mm. But it rebooted the origin. Now they're reincarnated brothers and Splinter was their father. Which I kind of like. James Silvani and Aaron Sparrow hate it with a passion.
Aren't you glad I asked?
Mm-hmm.
Those guys don't know anything about comics.
They only write and create Darkwing Duck.
I'm really not down with all this interspecies mingling.
That's disgusting.
You're not?
No. Stop. Let's get
on. Uncanny Inhumans number 20.
Nice.
Speaking of which, Inhumans filming on Oahu.
On Oahu. They're filming the Black Bolt.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I spoke with Brian Cole the other night.
It's African American Bolt.
First of all, no, it's Black Bolt. I know that for sure.
It seems insensitive.
Okay.
All right. He didn't circle this one, but I've read there's a bit of buzz about this one, even though I don't know much about it. Underwinter number 2. I'm sorry, number 1. It's just starting.
Okay.
Unworthy Thor number 5.
Okay.
Wonder Woman number 19. Mm-hmm. And Exo Manowar number 1, which is probably the 18th number 1 that Exo Manowar's had.
Yeah, I was gonna say Exo Manowar's been around forever.
They're trying to make that.
I was gonna say about the Inhumans is Brian Cohn came in here the other day, and he had recently directed Kuleana, which is gonna hopefully release sometime this year.
Right.
But
He was at Molly Comic.
Sonia Balmers is one of the main roles in that, and she is in The Inhumans as Auron.
Sweet. Cool. Good for her.
So that's amazing. She's in a Marvel show.
All right. Well, after that extremely long edition of Molly Comics.
But entertaining.
Comic Book Wednesday. Get your free comics.
Get your free comics.
I didn't mean to say that.
First Saturday in May, we do have Free Comic Book Day, which is also our second anniversary.
Nice.
So I might as well throw that out there right now.
Nice. Get your comics here at 333
around the corner too.
333 Dairy Road in Kahului. It's Maui Comics and Collectibles. All right, gents.
Yeah,
let's get started, shall we?
Okay.
We've only got
minutes. We're only just starting the show?
Yeah,
we're
only just starting now.
Oh.
First off, anybody watch any movies this week they'd like to speak about?
Swan binged like the entire Kevin Smith catalog in the past 2 days.
Yeah, but that's not noteworthy. Belko Experiment.
I also watched the Belko Experiment. What are your thoughts?
It was okay. Mm-hmm. I fell asleep during that movie.
Did you fall asleep?
It, was, it does. It doesn't engage, man. That,
well, it looks like it's just a continuity of murder, and it's doesn't seem very engaging into and of itself.
It just feels like a script where the director had no idea what tone to follow through
right,
with.
Right.
Like the movie shifts gears so much that it doesn't congeal.
It feels so, by the time it's finished, it feels so extremely elaborate.
There's strong moments in
right.
the movie.
Could
agree.
You
strong
not moments. Criticize James Gunn until after Guardians comes out?
All I'm,
he can
no,
still
no, no.
keep that from us.
What Gannon brought up was a good point off the air. Gannon said that somebody he wrote this spec script. Somebody picked it up and decided to just make it.
I see.
So that makes sense.
Yeah, a lot is being thrown on him for being responsible for the film, but he didn't direct it.
No, he did not direct
it. He just wrote it. And
yeah.
It's, to me, he might have wrote it a while back,
right.
before Guardians even.
For those of you that don't know, the Belko Experiment is about a corporation called the Belko Industries who's a nonprofit industry that works in Bogota, Colombia. They have foreign and...
I thought it was Bogota.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Bagota.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that not helpful?
No, not at all. they have both local employees and they have foreign employees. And, of course, the foreign employees are the ones from the States.
You see, they're not foreign when they're from that country.
He's talking about the Americans
thanks
being the foreign
thanks
ones.
Thanks for clarifying. We appreciate that, Ken. So what happens is that
build that wall.
This one day, we find out that all the local Colombians were sent away, and all that was left were the foreign workers. And one was a brand new worker. And one of the workers, the worker finds out one day that in order to prevent kidnappings because of the high drug rate, all the employees have a chip implanted in the back of their heads.
It's called a tracking device.
A tracking device.
Is that what those chips do?
Right. So
no, as it turns out.
No.
What happens is once all these guys go away and the security runs them all, runs all the locals off, they shut down the entire building, and we find out that these guys are on lockdown now. In order to survive, they have to kill two people, or more people will randomly be killed. And it kind of takes off from there. I don't want to give away too much because I, you know,
there's
people
really
want to see it.
Nothing much to give away, though.
That's true too.
Revealed in the story.
I will say this:
you can guess at how the whole movie will play out.
I love concepts like that because I like putting myself as a viewer in the situation and go, "What would I do?" But this one felt like there was no option to do anything but. Like I watched Battle Royale, which is one of my favorite movies.
Royale, sir.
Battle Royale. Excuse
like
me.
A Battle Royale with cheese.
Right. And that's a great Japanese film.
That's a quarter pounder.
That's a great flick. And that has
the metric system.
That has good elements of wondering what it would be like if you were put in that situation. Belko, unfortunately, doesn't have that. And there's one good performance. Tony Goldwyn's in it, and he's good. But unfortunately,
it's so weird that he's in that movie, though.
Yeah.
And he hardly ever shows up in anything. When he does, it's something like this.
Michael Rooker's in it, and he's so good, and he's all of in it for like 5 minutes, and he's gone. So I mean, no spoilers.
Have a busy schedule, sir.
I was gonna say, don't you feel like maybe they put him in there just to kind of draw people in?
Yeah, doubtful because he wasn't very much in the trailers for it. But overall,
I would beg to defer.
You think so?
I knew about him being in the movie. I didn't even know who the central character was in the movie until I saw.
Yeah, I guess
movie.
That maybe
he
you are. Maybe
they don't make a big deal who's the lead of that.
And the angry janitor from Scrubs is in there.
I will say this: they had an interesting soundtrack where they would have all of these famous songs. Done in Spanish on the radio, which was very cool. But I find it ironic that they were asking for help in making signs and putting it over the building, and they were all in English. That was really weird to me. I didn't get that.
Well, they
well, lo siento.
They were English-speaking people, though. They were scrambling and panicking to come
true,
up with
true, but I mean, wouldn't you have at least put out one sign that was in Spanish?
Did they? Well,
but
you know.
If you're inside of a big enough building that it,
would
you have
thought
all
of
these
that?
Signs going out there, it
but
would
if I'm in
news.
Colombia, I think that would probably be one of the biggest issues, like the language barrier.
I'm not saying this you mean, Greg, but you probably would have died pretty early on anyway. I don't think
first
you would have gotten
all,
to that point.
First of all,
and I'm not saying that to be mean.
I would be one of the guys on guard.
You can
I would
be
probably
mean
be
about
the
that.
Bullshit. I would die earlier than you.
24/11. Put that down.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're not supposed to swear in the show.
No, you're not.
This apple juice is having a funny effect on me.
GD.
Yeah, dingus.
Yeah, you ding dong. Just mark that down. But anyway, Unfortunately,
just close it out or something.
Belko experiment leads up to absolutely nothing, and it just feels undone. It does. So for me, I give it like...
I don't know if I'd say that. I would just say it bounces around tones. It never really finds...
It sounds sort of like the reason why I'm here.
I gave...
Yeah. Totally.
I don't know.
Because tonally, you're...
No, actually, I came here to talk about a video game that I've been playing a bunch lately. And
yeah, but I guarantee you Greg's not going to be time for that.
That's
well,
why.
We'll yeah. see. We'll see. But anyway.
It's more just the me being here to be an annoyance.
No, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, we just missed you, man. Yeah. To be honest, I don't care about the video
game. Neither did I.
You were like, I'm going to review the video game. I was like, good luck.
What would you give Belko Experiment, sir?
I would give it a 2.
Wow.
Because there's some cool moments in it, but cool moments don't make a movie. I thought Sean Gunn was cool, was fun in the movie.
Yeah.
He's actually the only character that, to my mind, actually made a mark in the whole thing.
I'm teetering on 1.5.
He's actually fun to watch in the movie.
I'm teetering on 1.5 or 2. I don't know yet. I'm debating. So
watch it again.
I'm gonna, it's a rough call. I don't know if I can.
I was just going to encourage him to just give it a 1.5. I mean, it sounds like you're obviously not interested in it enough. Yeah, I mean.
I'm teetering. We'll see. We'll see. There were some things that I liked. I thought that the girl that we're introduced to in the beginning is totally wasted in the film, and that kind of bummed me out.
So you wanted to see her naked by the end of the
That's
film.
That's not what I'm saying, but okay. Yeah. But
it gets into the territory to say, exactly what her whole arc is, because
right.
She doesn't have one.
She doesn't have one, right?
Which,
and that's a real
that
shame.
In and of itself is a spoiler.
And they have to care for her, which is such garbage.
And it's odd because she's the only character that they really make you follow and care about,
right.
More than anyone else,
right? And
so it's kind of
right.
Bizarre that they chose the way to go.
Yeah, it was really game. Weird to me. So yeah. I didn't like it.
Sort of like that one girl from Stranger Things.
11? I would not.
No,
say
no. The
one Barb?
Yeah, Barb.
Yeah, but Barb is handled on that show much more significantly, and what happens to her, even though she's not in the rest of the show, still has an effect on the story. In this girl's case, what she does has absolutely no effect on the rest of the story.
Right, really. Exactly.
So even in Barb's case, from being wiped out,
it was important.
She's still a factor in the rest of the story, even though she's not there.
It's a build-up for nothing, which is kind of
I mean,
bummer.
People still care about where she's at in the next season.
Right.
But that's a whole other sidetrack.
Barb and I go way back. Or Shannon, as I like, you know, as her real name is.
You're such a dork, dude. All right, anyway. Belko Experiment, skip it. Wait till it's on Sci-Fi or something.
No, seriously, like, that's a Redbox Netflix movie. I have no idea why this got a massive release other than they could throw James Gunn's name all
that's
over
it. I waited to watch Masterminds, and I'm kind of glad about that.
Yeah.
You know what's funny?
But it was funny.
You should have talked to me first, because I would have told you not
during
to
the release
about.
Of Belko, if you follow James Gunn's social media, he's just tallying up how much money it's made back of its budget.
Yeah.
It's like, it's the first day we made a third back. All right. Yeah. If I can make this guy his money, he's going to pay me something.
Well,
a movie like that doesn't cost a lot anyway.
No.
So long as it does decent, it's fine.
Yeah. So he'll make some cash.
It hasn't even hit home video yet. Exactly. That's where it will really make money.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's pretty much the, other than, unless somebody watched
Beauty and the Beast. Wait, hold on. I was just about to say, did anybody watch
Beauty and
the Beast? Somebody
watched Beauty and the Beast?
Not yet.
No.
Okay. No,
I've had reviews from others, but I haven't watched it.
I have no interest.
They sing every like 5 minutes.
You know who
movie.
Else hasn't
I'm
seen Beauty and the Beast? Right?
Who?
Malaysia.
What? Nice. That's true. They banned it.
Oh, but I do want to say one thing though, because of that controversy with LeFou being gay.
LeFou.
You said LeFou.
I think
his.
Isn't it LeFou?
I thought it was LeFou.
No,
it
I think it's LeFou.
I think it's LeFou as well.
LeFou.
Yeah,
but don't they pronounce it LeFou on the show?
LeFou on the show.
That's the French word for crazy. People are upset that he's gay, and conservatives are upset there's a gay guy, and gay people are happy there's a gay guy in the Disney. But the first Disney guy that you put, you know, openly homosexual is the fool, literally. Like, everybody should be flipped. The LGBTQ community should be like,
outrage.
What the hell's going on? Yeah. And the conservatives would be like, yeah, the fool. He's the first gay guy.
Oh, gay. Well, all I want is a gay or nay on this show. That's all I wanted.
What? A gay or nay? What?
I don't know what that means, so I'm not going to join in on it.
No, you want a gay or nay?
I'm confused by that.
All right, Greg? The one woman that is sitting in the peanut gallery as we speak.
Swan.
Did you watch the movie? You did not watch. Do you have any interest in watching the movie? It's already made like $170 million. It's opening
weekend.
But that
doesn't mean anything. That's
that means that you have all the Disney fanboys and girls that are going out there.
That's a strongly hyped film that everybody went to see. It doesn't mean the movie's good.
And because of the fact that film was such a big difference in the animated movie mean, didn't it win an Oscar?
I don't know.
No, yeah. I don't know if it did. I don't recall. I know it was nominated, I think, but I don't know if it won.
But it got there. And the point of the matter is that it was actually one of Disney's best and most highest grossing films.
Well, the fact of the matter is it made $170 million at the box office this weekend, and it seems to be on. It already beat Batman v Superman's box office, weekend box office.
Well,
Batman
that's
v
not
Superman
surprising.
$166 million.
You're looking at a much smaller.
It's a much more fun movie to see.
You're
looking at a much smaller spectrum of human beings that are going to watch it. I mean, you got to think about all the children that are going out to watch that film.
No, a different weekend. Oh, no. You're right. It's the same weekend.
Yeah. I love being ignored directly. Amazing.
But Booty and the Beast.
Jerk.
Booty and the Beast. Because she had that cover where she's topless. I was like, this is awesome.
Jeez.
I still don't feel like it's okay to look at her like that.
What, Emma Watson?
Because she's a feminist?
No, because...
Because she's Hermione?
I still
Hermione.
See her as a little
that's,
girl
yeah,
for some reason.
That's why.
I
because
know
he
she's
feels
a
like a pedophile
now,
because of it.
Yeah. I do. You see... Okay. I feel like the minute she hit... Shut up. I feel like the minute she hit 18, every man out there is just like, finally, I can talk about how hot she is now. Yeah. And that's... crazily creepy. Well, and I still feel like that's what it is.
This is the same world where we had a countdown website for the Olsen twins.
That's what I'm that's saying. True. That's disgusting. Yeah. That's crazy.
Did that really happen?
Yeah, that
I
really
was in
did
college
happen.
When that happened, yeah.
Wow.
I remember
but
that.
That's college.
No, but the website existed worldwide.
Wow, that's
oh, I
never, weird.
I only heard about this now.
That is
really?
Crazy.
No, it was like
a big
thing.
Thing.
Yeah, they were actually
I'm
like,
not
doubting
it was real.
Cool. I can't wait.
But that's disgusting.
It is a bit strange, but it's,
I feel like she's. I mean, I know she's a woman now, but every time I look at her, I still see her as
I guess the other
so like to see her as anything like a sex symbol.
It almost
like,
sounds like
what
you
about,
want to break out
about Daniel Radcliffe about doing Broadway naked.
But that's fine by me. I'm into that.
So because of the fact that Emma Watson's a female. That changes everything?
See, yeah.
You're okay you're with him subjecting standards. Himself in front of
No, I'm saying I want to see that. You're not following me here.
Wow.
It's all about all right. preference. Don't harass
right.
the guy.
Yeah.
All right.
Get off my case.
All right, Horns.
So obviously no one's going to watch Beauty and the Beast, getting back to point.
I never said I wasn't.
Got it.
I just said I'm not going to rush. Okay, who wants to be 38 years old and going to Beauty and the Beast by himself as a
I
guy?
Would.
And actually. Trying to pretend like you don't know the songs?
Actually, I would totally go in there.
But let's mean you go then.
He would totally, he, and yeah. he
would
sing
and I would
all
sing
the
whole time.
You have a daughter though. You have a buffer
doesn't
zone.
Matter. Even if I had didn't have a daughter, I'd go.
Oh,
I love musicals, man. And just the fact that it's out there and you know they put out a live version of the film. It's really exciting, you know what I mean? Like the fact that it's paying homage to all these kids that grew up on Disney and not being able to see a film that
I'm tempted
like,
to see it.
Yeah, I mean, you
I'm
know
not
it's,
gonna
it's
lie.
Disney is for me like the same like X-Men is for him. You know what I mean? I grew up on Disney.
That's fair enough.
Oh, calm down.
What?
I threatened Todd's
right now
safety.
We're not talking about the X right now.
Yeah,
anything X
true.
We're not talking about for a while.
Yeah, I saw the threat. Calm. And you know what? I'm bigger than
be
him.
Be quiet.
I'm not worried about him.
We're not bringing up anything X related right now.
Yeah, yeah, we will. We'll address that later off the air. Anyway,
before this podcast implodes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anywho, Beauty and the Beast. No.
Shut up, disembodied voice.
Angela Lansbury hates the film.
Does she really?
Yeah.
I thought she was in the movie.
She was the voice of one
Mrs.
of the...
Mrs. Potts?
Yeah, Mrs. Potts.
The original?
In the original.
Yeah, but I mean, the live-action movie she didn't like.
She doesn't like it because she doesn't think that there should be a live-action movie.
Mm. Wait,
that's
so
a shot-for-shot remake.
She participated in it, but she's still like, this doesn't need to exist?
She participated
no,
in
the
original.
Anime.
Oh,
animated.
I thought... Yeah. But I swear to God, she played the role again in the live-action.
No, I read somewhere recently that she was just like, this doesn't
maybe.
Have to happen.
Well, she's kind of a walking contradiction. She worked as Murder, She Wrote, but then also worked as the Mrs. Lovett inside of Sweeney Todd on Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
Whew. This pod took a turn for the gay. Just kidding.
I love it.
Women, why are you talking like that?
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, listen.
What, because he brought up Broadway twice in 2 minutes?
There you go.
That's a stereotype, sir.
Yeah.
And I mean, all right, listen.
Am I not allowed to be a nerd on the Nerd Watch with
not with your Broadway
okay, babes.
Pretty boy.
Show.
You better be quiet for he takes you out and pounds you out.
Good luck catching me.
He's fast.
Here's what I do want to know though. Out of all the ones, I mean, and I just asked this because I'm curious. Out of all the live action remakes of the animated films, which has been the most, your favorite so far?
Jungle Book.
Jungle Book is very good.
Songs of the South. That's mine.
Bill Mother Effin' Murray.
Yeah. Why don't they remake that one? That'd be great.
You know what? To be honest with you, I'm actually kind of in agreement with you. They should.
Yeah, yeah.
They should.
Remake songs.
I want to see them do the Disney version of Robin Hood live action.
They already did that with Kevin Costner.
And then again,
you just got to watch it with a Snapchat filter.
And then they also did it with Corey Ells.
Okay, legit, if they made that as a movie, I would watch it.
Kevin Costner, Robin Hood with a Snapchat.
The exact same Kevin Costner film, but with a Snapchat filter over his face. I would watch that movie all over again.
The Disney.
I would totally watch that movie.
Now I know what I'm doing on Adobe Premiere tonight.
Yeah, that's for the Three Musketeers.
I'm re-editing Robin Hood.
I'll watch the hell out of that.
I have to say that I'm in agreement with Todd. I think Jungle Book is very good, but I also think that there's a movie that doesn't get a lot of
101 Dalmatians.
A lot of recognition as far as being live action and for being different. And I think that's Maleficent. I think Maleficent was good because it told a different story from a different perspective.
I don't think you're saying
that, right?
You're
saying that because you have a thing for Angelina Jolie.
I don't, which is weird.
With her weird ass.
I always wanted to, but I never found her that. She was okay. I don't know. Yeah.
Maleficent was really cool.
She was better as a dominatrix.
It took a twist on how. Yeah. You know,
with horns.
Her jealousy and her frustrations with the other women, the other witches that were watching.
I still haven't seen that.
I saw part of it on a plane.
I just thought it was cool. You know what I mean? It shows how humanizing that another child can be. You know what
it
I mean?
And make you
actually break down and question whether
my child has had the opposite effect on me. It's,
yeah.
It's like, am I going to kill a minor?
Nobody would ever know, right?
No, I liked it, though. I thought Maleficent was a cool story. And on top of that, they made her the good guy.
I personally think...
Was she the good guy in that story?
I personally think that now that's the name of the podcast.
What?
I could kill a minor. That'd be good.
But make sure you write it as in, like, you M-I-N-E-R? Know, a guy that goes into a mine.
Okay. Yeah.
Just
okay.
So we don't get in trouble.
Okay.
Wait, did you just bring up another Disney film? In a mine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No,
would actually be a cool
I could
one.
Kill a miner.
Well, listen, before... We
guy with a light helmet.
Do we have time for Iron Fist?
We almost got to go, so we got to talk about Iron Fist. We haven't talked about Walking Dead in 3 weeks because there's been all kinds of
nobody watched it.
It's like a stutter step, and it's. I mean, it's. In, I like watching it, but there's nothing major happening. That's like, oh, did you see this?
Okay.
It's all padding. All
right. Yeah. Well, the big news was that we got Iron Fist this weekend. And,
where did you get it, Greg?
And then on Netflix.
Oh, okay. Netflix.
And
yeah.
then
you got the Iron Fist right in the Netflix. Wow. No wonder you're such a happy guy tonight.
Yeah.
Gobble.
And then of course, as soon as it comes out. We have nothing but we getting preached at by SJWs the whole about the flick. But I haven't watched it, so I can't.
Well, they could have used some Adobe Photoshop from Ghost in the Shell and Asian them up a bit. You know what I'm saying?
I can't say anything about it because I haven't watched it. So let's start with the guy who watched the whole show, Alika. What'd you think of Iron
Fist? I watched
the
whole thing, too.
Well, I'm going to start with him first.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Because I'm going to go on forever.
All right, Alika.
I'll be sure to take a
what do you think of Iron Fist?
I enjoyed it. I really liked it. I mean, there's problems with it because, you know, the acting isn't that great in some of the spots and some of the people they chose, like the brother and sister, I have problems with them in some of it. But not really that bad. I mean, that's the worst of it. And the one part I groaned at, the one scene, can I spoil something? It's not really a spoiler because it doesn't have anything to do with
been
the plot.
Out for a few
but
days.
When they in the one of the final battles, the last guardian against the hand is a drunken master. So I kind of groaned when he had the, you know, the bottle and he was stumbling around. I was like, a drunken master kung fu scene, seriously?
Shame on you.
Like
Drunken
Tekken?
Master 2 is one of the greatest martial arts films ever.
I don't disagree with that. And also there was a drunken master, or Jackie Chan was drunken master in, what was that movie?
The movie I just named, Drunken Master 2.
No, it wasn't, no.
Oh, Forbidden Kingdom?
He was
he did that too.
Forbidden Kingdom.
Yeah. So I think it's entertaining to watch. It's great scenes and everything, but I kind of groaned because I'm like, if you don't want to be viewed as stereotypical and then you just go to the kung fu trope bag and be like, drunk, we don't have a drunken master yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
And the hand is a very specific kind of style, and yet this guy is borrowing from Chinese Kung Fu, whereas these are like mystical arts that come from not existent actual places, you know what I mean?
Drunken Kung Fu was made up.
But oh, was it? It's not real.
It's not. Yeah, it's not. It wasn't real before.
It was made up in Mortal Kombat 3.
And, well, it wasn't real before the movie. Bo the Rachel. Movie came out with the original Jackie Chan.
78, I think it
yeah,
was.
Yeah, it was the 70s.
Good movie.
That was complete that concoction.
Was, yeah, the original wow. Drunken Master yeah. 2 incredible. Is one that's great.
Drunken Master
is that true?
Like,
I don't want to be like
a,
applauding
Jackie
him
Chan
if that's not
idea,
true.
Wasn't it?
I don't no. think he made it up, no.
I don't. I'm not. I think that it was. But I.
The fact that it's that new is still impressive.
Real style. I don't think.
Yeah, that's
you,
still
you
pretty cool.
You could use it out at the clubs if you got in trouble.
Yeah.
Well, you, get your,
you just
might.
Be really drunk and trying to fight.
Yeah.
I'm a drunken master.
I mean, that's kind of the genius behind like the movie is why it's so. I mean, why the movie's kind of so funny. You know,
yeah.
Because it's not an actual style.
Interesting.
But that's the. I mean, the rest of it, like they. A lot of people are like, I'm really confused about what's going on with the hand because you see division in the actual organization,
yeah.
And you're forced to not see it as purely evil, and they challenge Danny's belief because he's raised by these monks who only hate the hand, yeah. So they're kind of like the boogeyman to him, and, you know, there's a lot of stuff that develops that's, I found actually pretty satisfying to go through with him,
yeah.
And the fact that the hand is a connective tissue throughout all of New York City now because...
I was going to say, because didn't the comics, Daredevil was the first one to
yeah,
stumble upon
exactly.
the hand,
and,
right?
And yeah. We know that they have the Chamber of Regeneration. No spoilers here. At the end of season two, yeah. They put Electro Nachos into it. And so you know she's
just like
back.
The Lazarus Pit.
But did you say Electro Nachos?
Yeah, Electric Nachos.
Okay, that's what I thought you said.
Hey, you stupid
gotcha.
Man.
You're totally right, stupid, bro.
They're neon yellow.
Good. By the way, way to go to try and make that joke happen again.
Yeah, no,
it totally worked.
Daredevil didn't even pull it off. You think you could do better?
Hey, listen, I was only trying.
But the thing that makes you it makes you look back on the other shows because at season two Daredevil you know Elektra's in there and they kind of go into the what happens when they bring you back from that chamber and how does it change you. They explore that really in depth with a couple of the characters, which is awesome because each time you come back something it, you know it the problem gets worse and worse. So
yeah.
And we know that's going to happen to Elektra. So now you're like. If Elektra loved him, why would they become enemies? And now you can kind of see how that's
okay,
going.
Okay, so let me ask you this. I mean, without giving anything
all
away.
All I'm really hearing is that Iron Fist makes the other shows look good.
No, what I'm hearing is that what I'm hearing is that I hear a lot of talk. I hear a lot less talk about Iron Fist, and I hear a lot of talk about the hand. So am I assuming that the hand is going to be the villain?
Well, that's
for,
the, that's I mean,
that's what they're pushing. It seems like
okay.
What they're pushing.
Okay.
They really developed the backstory of the hand, which is satisfying. I'm saying that's the one of the most satisfying aspects of Iron Fist. Mm-hmm. Not that learning about Danny Rand and everything and his backstory wasn't satisfying, and the story about the Iron Fist. One last thing that I wish was part of it is when his got in it. His origin story, they go. They don't really introduce you to many of the monks. They don't show you his day-to-day mm-hmm. life, though he talks about it,
mm-hmm.
And how he becomes Iron Fist by challenging the dragon Shao Kahn.
Shang Tsung.
I was thinking it in my head. I just didn't want to, like,
Liu Kang. Liu Kang.
Well, the dragon he has to challenge, they don't even show that.
Wow. No?
So, no spoilers, but.
Yeah.
All right. What's his
Raiden?
Name?
Shao
Lu the Undying or something. Like Shao Lao or something.
Shao Lao or
Shao Lao. Okay.
Yeah. Shao Lao.
That sounds
from
made
Kunlun.
Up. That sounds like he just made it up.
It does. It totally does.
Shao Lao.
All right. So, Todd, what do you think of the show? Mind you, we're on a time limit. But what did you think of Iron Fist?
Use a lot of small words.
I liked it. I think it good.
But is that
small enough words?
He did exactly what I said. Yeah, I'm not disappointed.
But Todd, you're not Asian. Aren't you upset on behalf of Asian people that there wasn't an Asian guy as Danny Rand?
Yeah. No, I as a social justice warrior.
Thank you.
As a white social justice warrior.
Thank you.
I'd like to fight Marvel's whitewashing of the superheroes.
The whitewashing of a character that was already white.
Yeah.
Do yourself a favor if you want to hear a counterpoint to it that's kind of also funny at the same time as Roy Thomas, one of the co-creators of Iron Fist. Of what he has to say about, you know, the
I know they're not called Orientals.
He literally uses the word Orientals to describe.
Does he really?
Yeah. And then he, in the next sentence in the quote, he goes, I know Orientals, not the correct name, but, you know, whatever
Unreal.
They want to call themselves.
That's crazy.
What he says is kind of coherent. But that part is also funny.
I respect that level of honesty, though.
I do.
Yeah, he's just an old curmudgeonly dude.
That's fine.
I'm not saying it's okay, but...
In the future that we're going to be old in, none of those people are going to exist anymore.
Sure.
All those SJWs are going to wipe them out.
That's right.
There was no...
Oriental's going to be banned.
There was no cool hallway fight scene. Like they did have...
Elevator fight scene?
Yeah.
In the red light?
I mean...
They did like a split frame?
I thought that was cool. That was another criticism I heard. I heard the quote-unquote kung fu in the show wasn't that great.
Well, but I think that the problem was is that they never put Danny Rand in the mask, so they can't... So they were limited by Finn Jones' kung fu ability.
And
shouldn't that be explained away by the fact that he's still learning to be Iron Fist?
No, yeah. He is the Iron Fist, though.
Yeah,
you have to go through the rigorous training and pass the challenge.
Oh, okay.
So he is the ultimate from Kumoon.
He is the Iron Fist, but there's still like he goes back at the end of the show to complete
so
his
training.
So
he's learning to master his power.
Okay, so
so he's Luke Skywalker and he's coming back.
So yeah, so.
But then his master will be dead.
Incidentally, they both had iron hands.
Mm. There you go. Yeah. See?
I liked it. I thought that the show was... it was slow, but it didn't have the pacing problems that like Jessica Jones had. Like throughout, like halfway through Jessica Jones, I was just like, "Come on, guys, this is just so slow."
Right.
So all of these Netflix, I mean, that's not for all the Netflix Marvel shows. They all suffer from those pacing problems.
But to be fair, they should because aren't they telling an overarching story in 13 episodes?
That's
I actually
the problem,
heard a pretty
like,
good.
It could be 8 episodes, and it would still be.
Yeah,
good.
But
Matt Nasto said that on his page. He was like, "If you did these as 5-episode shows, it'd be." Like liquid dynamite.
That's the thing. Like because shows are binged now, they're not week to week.
Yep.
Most people, there's people that will wait till a show's done for a while before they watch the rest. So you know a padded episode when you see one now.
Yeah.
You might not have noticed that 20 years ago.
True.
But you'll know a padded episode when you see it now because you're just like, oh, this didn't push it any further.
For sure.
The dialogue got a little bit repetitive, and I think that the actors suffer for it because their performances, they can't come out with that kind of emotional honesty when they're repeating themselves all the time, too. So I think that probably happened for like a good 15 minutes per show where somebody did something and then had to repeat themselves to tell like 2 or 3 people about it, like in succession.
This incessant, just repetitive.
Yeah. Right. So so I've read a couple of reviews about the show, and it seems like the biggest reason that people win it, it was kind of like it's sort of suffering from the Batman v Superman thing. They thought it was going to suck because there wasn't an Asian actor playing a white character from the comic books. And then they justified their dislike for it later by finding all of these issues with the show, like the pacing and the choreography. Like, I think that if people actually kind of went into it with no expectations...
Or if you went into it... excited for it, which a lot of the comic fans I know did.
No, yeah.
Those people were completely oblivious to the reviews.
So what you're saying, is what you read were prejudgments before they actually watched it?
Yeah, and then they also say that, like, you know, they could have casted this with more Asian characters and it would have been a much more dynamic show. And the big thing that I've read in a couple of different reviews is that people are finding the fact that this is based on a 70s era comic book that it's got this kind of embedded racism that they've adapted into the television show.
That's interesting because when I look at the Iron Fist and then you look at the team up with Luke Cage or Power Man, whatever you want to call them, it was an exploitation comic anyway, I thought.
It was. And the thing is, I think representation works for everything. Like when we're talking about representation, there's not enough minorities in TV. I mean, everybody kind of has a point. It's good to put pressure on that direction. But also, there needs to be representation for people who, you know, who are white, who are cool. You know what I mean? Who have friends that are minorities, and it's not unnatural. Like, here's my black friend.
You know
what I mean? Like, it's an actual... gives people a guide if they don't know how to get along with people you don't have to be weird about it.
That's exactly kind of my point, too, was, like, when I watched the show, I was like, this isn't about a white guy fighting off a white villain and without any diversity in the show whatsoever. Yeah. There's a ton of diversity in the show.
Why is like the issue of race such a huge thing?
Well,
within
because people have to be sensitive about everything
but
now.
No, that's what I'm saying. I mean, like,
people get twisted.
Well, let's because Steve Bannon is trying to bait the coming race war.
The fact that I'm coming from a point of view where
the thing is that we keep pushing this idea, in my opinion, we keep pushing this idea that identity is what's important. But when we look at stuff like Iron Fist, when I was reading him when I was growing up, when we look at Iron Fist, it was looking at it through the lens of someone trying to come to an understanding of another culture. I mean, that's how, I mean, when I'm young, even I picked up on a little bit of that. I was like, oh, that's, you know, and as elementary as it sounds, you know, you're going, oh, that's cool. And then you're like, you know, different, these are different people.
How about we learn Kung Fu now?
Right, right. Stupid stuff like that. That was
one of the biggest
things you couldn't afford to go to the Himalayas.
You can say that about, I mean, not to make this too long because we only got a few minutes left. That's the one thing Bruce Lee did. Bruce Lee made the Asian culture, his Chinese culture, palatable.
He made it accessible.
And made it extremely accessible that you wanted to be him. You know, you were really seeking out his films, and you looked at him as a hero. When I was a kid,
learn how to do the one-inch
punch. I wanted to be Bruce Lee, man. When I watched him in
Return of the
Dragon.
You know what? You still can be.
Well,
don't let your dreams be dreams.
I'm really glad he's done
with it. And then the other thing that I heard was that it suffers from this whole like white savior complex where
seriously?
Yeah, I heard that.
Who are all these people for Great Wall?
Yeah, right.
Because I couldn't.
They were around for Great Wall. Yeah. Ask Matt Damon about it.
But I mean, where were they?
Matt Damon.
What about like every other superhero? Like it wasn't a problem when Iron Man was coming out in 2008.
It's not a problem when it's Batman.
No, Batman's almost an identical story.
That is an issue. I mean, you have to. It's not like one way or the other. That is an issue. I mean, the whole white savior thing, that's the baked in racism that they're talking about, is he goes to, you know, a made up country, but an Asian country, and he becomes the best at what they do.
Right.
And becomes their savior. That is the definition of the white savior.
So when it's Batman, okay. When it's Iron Fist, not okay.
But the point, the thing that they missed about the actual story of the television
Ra's al Ghul is white too.
Was that he had
to. No,
he's not.
He had to leave this land and then try so he could protect everybody.
Good point.
And not just one person or culture, you know, or one community, I guess I should say.
Yeah.
But it still has the same issues. I mean, when you look at it on a global scale, it has its positive things of bridging cultures.
But culture and
race doesn't matter, but also, culture does matter.
There's another perspective, though. Like, he's a white guy who betters himself with the Eastern principle.
Alika's point is the point I always push when we talk about identity politics. Culture's important. Identity, not so much. The culture is important. Not who you are, but what you're representing, the culture that you represent, in my opinion.
I hate to use another Disney film to describe that.
Oh, Lord. What is it?
Little Mermaid? No. I'm not sure you can tie it into this.
We slowly roll. I mean, seriously, have you guys have all watched Moana by now?
No.
Mm. Okay, well, you don't have to participate in this thought. But within that film, it showed you, I mean, it had all the different cultures throughout the Polynesian, you know, lands. And you could actually differentiate between that. And it was an identifiable thing where you can connect to it. And that's the reason why you connected with the film.
I'm not a fan of Moana.
You go ahead and not be a fan. But I was a huge fan. I actually cried over it.
I know, just a callback to an earlier podcast.
Honestly, I mean, like, it's about the fact that they're finally recognizing the Polynesian culture as to who they were.
Right.
Not for anything, any other reason. And you know what? The fact that you're a white dude that always, like, leans right and thinks that everybody else should be genocide is perfectly fine on your part.
What the hell are you talking about?
I agree with what Steve said.
I'm not going to say he's wrong either.
I know you guys aren't, but that's fine. Anyway,
what I'm saying is that within comics and or anything else, being able to have something that you connect with culturally. I mean, right. That's what really is within yourself,
That's exactly what I just said. I said culture is important.
No,
that's
but
what's important.
Also, representation is important, and
doing
that's what
right.
C's
showing
point
it right.
Is that
not, C's. Not just trying to put it out there and be like in Lilo and Stitch and Abra, all these guys.
And the thing
and
is, the people who thought this would be a good
that's
opportunity
a better movie
to have an Asian American Danny Rand, weren't wrong. This was a good opportunity to try to race switch if you were ever going to do it in a Marvel film.
But does everything have to be?
It doesn't have to be, but this would be.
an appropriate time to do it. It's not bad that they
didn't
do it. We're
politicizing everything now.
I'm not talking about politics. Yeah. I'm just saying that representation is important to a lot of people.
When is everything not politicized?
He would have been a really positive role model. Because if you listen to one of the Asian American actors that auditioned, ended up being in the show in a different role, but he stated that had he gotten the role, they would have probably changed the arc to be an American-born Asian person who had gone back to his culture and his roots to rediscover it, which is also an important because more people are mixing race and more people are not sticking with themselves and everybody loves each other. We know that. And more people, like everybody here on the podcast panel who is mixed race anyways, there's a lot more people like that in the world, and those are new stories that haven't even been told yet. All the stories we're being told are by people, you know, progressively more and more as the world becomes more mixed. The stories we're going to see told and the people we're going to see represented are going to change radically, especially in our lifetime.
I mean, you know, the Hawaiian people aren't, I mean, if we're really breaking it down, are not really, you know, there's no real true blood quantum. You're taking Tahitian and you're taking Maori and you're taking people from the Marquesas Islands and putting them together and then saying that there's a blood quantum. It's where your culture, where your roots come from. That's what really, that's where I was coming from.
Well, you know what I mean? Well, let's get back to the point. Iron Fist. Should we watch it?
For sure. I think you should try to watch it and try not to view it through the lens of Orientalism.
I can't say anything
about
Iron Fist.
Tang, dude.
But based on this conversation, I want them to make a new Blade show on Netflix and make him white.
That's what I said. I said that last week. I said they should make Blade a white guy.
You know what? Because what we need more of are more white vampires.
Yeah.
No, white vampire.
No, first of all, Blade isn't a vampire. He's a daywalker,
which is a half
big difference.
He sparkles.
Hey man, I shouldn't be out in the sunlight anyway.
That's true.
They already made that film. It's called Twilight.
Shut up.
All right, listen, gents.
Breaking Dawn.
My joke was funnier before you pointed it out.
It's time for us to get out of here. This weekend, I want you guys to know that Power Rangers is hitting theaters this weekend.
Oh, God.
Man, I can't wait to stay home this weekend.
The Mighty Morphin Power Rangers is hitting theaters this weekend, so if you're interested
in
Rangers.
Spoiler alert, the Green Ranger and the original Pink Ranger in the movie.
Shut up.
There is a stinger, and I already know what it is.
Joe Johnson?
Yeah.
Don't ruin it. No, I don't care.
David Frank and Amy Jo Johnson show up in the movie,
and they're the parents of the new Rangers.
David Frank, isn't he like
no Jason David Jason David Frank
JDF.
He's an MMA fighter now.
Yes. MMA, yeah, I thought he did MMA.
He still does it.
He does. Still
his
does
brand
it.
Is
he's,
Jesus didn't tap.
He's not. He's not accurate. That good. He's not that good.
I don't know if Jesus knew about tapping. I imagine he would have on the cross.
Would you
be like, whoa? How about no nails?
Well. Are we really going to get into this now?
You'd be like, how about rope? That works too.
Let's not do this, okay? Because we can talk about this. Anyway, we're out of time.
Was that offensive?
Go watch Power. No. I'm just saying I would want
to. No, of course.
I would want to discuss it. I would actually want to talk about it with you. But anyway, listen, here's what we got to do. We got to get out of here because we're on a time limit with a cock and everybody.
Are
but
we?
I do want to let you guys know.
You guys cut that part where I said BS earlier. That's like 5 minutes right there.
We're cutting that. Mighty Morphin Power Rangers opens up this weekend.
This is Life too.
Life also does open up this weekend as well. That's
the Venom prequel story, as everybody thinks it is.
Chris Reynolds,
good for you.
You're
just the movie guy.
Ryan Reynolds and Jake Gyllenhaal in this film, and then that's this weekend. And then on today,
Rebecca Ferguson.
Ferguson.
Part of her name?
No, but when I say I think of her, I think yum yum. Yeah.
Is there any Blu-rays that came out this
Live
today?
By Night came
Live
out.
By Night with Ben Affleck.
With Ben Affleck, Passengers. Mm-hmm. What's that last?
Passengers was. No, you're right. Passengers was last
was
week.
Was last week. That's just what I remember seeing. That's pretty much it. RoboCop 2 and 3 officially street today, even though I've had them for a week.
Assassin's Creed. If you want to waste your money on a Blu-ray, get Assassin's Creed.
If you want to know what movie not to buy this week, it's Assassin's Creed. Mm-hmm.
Wait, you know what you could do? You could buy it when you get home, throw it out in the garbage, and you would have probably that was more profitable for you.
Save your $20, buy any one of the games. The worst game in the Assassin's Creed series, and that's still 5 times better than the movie.
Very true. Very true.
I couldn't get through the first 5 minutes of that film.
Kind
of,
it's terrible.
How is Alika's game going?
Kind of like the podcast.
The guy is playing it during the pod.
Yeah, during the it's pod. We'll talk about Zelda next week with him. We'll talk more games and stuff later on. We're out of time. Iron Fist took up all our... Huh? Magnum? Yeah. I'm tired,
I
DJ.
I bet you he is.
All right.
TJ wants that Magnum
All right.
so bad.
We're out of time, Facebook Live.
I'm going to give him a Luke Cage size Magnum.
We're out of time, Facebook Live, Akaku, YouTube. So for Todd, for Gannon, for Alika, and for Big C, I am G Money. Peace out. Much love, and most assuredly, always stay nerdy. And until next time, we say to you guys, aloha.
Aloha.
Horse queef.
I changed my mind. I'm not going to kill a miner.